Scenario 1. A heavy rainstorm. Characters A and B are sheltering under a tree. They kiss. A. I love you. B pulls away a little. A. I'm sorry, I... B. No, it's okay, really. A. That was a stupid thing to say, I... Silence. This is not an essay about love. Or maybe it is. If we see the act of writing as self-expression, it's perhaps inevitable that the way we handle writing rejection reflects the way we handle the rest of our lives, how we feel about ourselves. And rejection of our words will probably often feel like rejection of ourselves. When I was training to teach, I remember my tutors talking about the need for the recalcitrant child to understand that the teacher's disapproval is for the behaviour, not the person. Easier said than done. How we cope with the publisher's refusal or the critic's negative response undoubtedly relates to our confidence, self-esteem, even shame. Do we tend towards imposter syndrome or an inflated ego? Do we expect to be refused? Or does rejection leave our jaw hanging in outraged disbelief? Have we matured in our handling of rejection, or do we constantly reenact our teenage selves? Scenario 2. A beach. Character C, aged 13, brings character A, her mother, an ice cream. A. Thanks, but I don't actually want it. C. I got it for you! It's pistachio! A. I'm sorry, love, I just don't feel like it. C. It's melting everywhere, just take it, will you? A. I don't want an ice cream. C. throws the ice cream onto the sand, storms away in tears. Pretty much every writer has a story of rejection. If not our own, there's those tales of famous authors who papered the walls with their 3 million rejection slips, the foolish publisher who turned down the masterpiece. I don't usually tell those stories to beginners. I tend to caution them instead to not be in a mad tearing rush, to question why they write, and be sure it's not simply in order to be published or broadcast or to get rich and forget it. To ask themselves, are they ready for the possibility of no? The terrible review, the shoulder shrug of indifference. Rejection is part and parcel of writing for an audience, but it can be enough to make us stop and never start again. Apparently, it's all because of our evolutionary past. As social animals who wouldn't survive alone for long, we needed to know if we were at risk of being sent to Coventry by the rest of the tribe. These days, with our atomised, sometimes solitary lives, this might not seem so relevant. But our brains haven't forgotten that we need to belong. Many writers might not see themselves as joiners in, but we all need affirmation, validation, reassurance. We want to be wanted. And if our early life experiences gave us insecure attachment styles, rejection can threaten our knowledge of who we are. On the scale of anxious, insecure types, I'm a pretty high achiever. So I often wonder how I've managed to develop resilience in the face of writing rejection. I think it's partly because I'm my own biggest, hardest-nosed critic, and there are times when that's useful. I often head the rejectors off at the pass. There's also maybe something about my conviction that failure really is an essential part of making anything. It's the old Sam Beckett quote, almost a cliché, fail again, fail better. Earlier today this happened. Scenario 3, a phone conversation. Character A, a writer. Character D, a radio producer. D. I'm afraid they're not going to commission anything of yours in this round. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news. A. Oh well, such is life. D. We'll resubmit. Next time. A. Absolutely. Laughter. Slightly strained. Half relieved.